Hello and welcome from Good Shepherd Church of Camarillo. We're so glad you're with us. Here's today's message.
As we reflect back over these past 2 years, we've learned a lot these past 2 years, but specifically we've learned a lot about what things can be done remotely and what things can only take place in person. We've learned that executive team meetings, of course, can take place over a Zoom meeting and in some ways can be more efficient. We've learned that a lot of communication with customers can be done through online chat or over the phone. Of course, saving time and money and office space for businesses. We've learned even that therapists can utilize video calls, and many clients feel more comfortable opening up over a video chat from the comforts of their own home. And of course, online church has been a convenient way to hear a sermon and hum along to the praise music. And get this, even youth groups, I heard of one youth group here in Camarillo that held an online lock-in. Yes, some of you know the lock-ins from the days of old, youth group days, an online lock-in. And now the internet is flooded with Zoom-friendly youth group game ideas. But we've also learned on the flip side that there's truly no virtual replacement for the energy that you can feel in a room. There's no virtual replacement for a tissue being handed to you by a loving friend as the tears are rolling down your cheek. Or enjoying a meal with someone without a plexiglass barrier or a computer screen in between you. And even for youth groups, there's no virtual replacement for dodgeball. And really what we've learned about in-person activities, I believe, has brought us fresh meaning to God coming to this earth as a human being. Because see, there were many things that God did without physically coming here to this earth. But many things, other things that God decided that he could only do by coming in person, physically, as a human being with flesh and bone. It wasn't because God didn't have the power to do otherwise. We know that. But God knew that the only way that he could show the full extent of his love was to show up, was to come, was to become one of us, was to be Emmanuel, God with us. We read in Matthew chapter 1 that an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream and told him that his fiancée Mary would give birth to a son. And this is what the angel said: "And you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And it says that all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet: "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. What I want us to know tonight is that Jesus is God. And Jesus has come to this earth, has come to do in person what couldn't be done any other way. First, we see that he rescued us. Because we can't rescue ourselves. Our sin has separated us as far as possible from our Almighty God. And Romans 3 tells us very plainly, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We've all missed the mark is literally what it means. And the Bible says that if we break even one of God's laws, we're guilty of breaking his entire law. But listen to what Jesus did as our God with us. This is what it says. This is the promise we have. "Indeed, the wages of sin is death. The punishment for our sin is death, eternal separation from God. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." want you to know tonight that there's nothing great enough that you could give God tonight to earn his favor. And that's bad news, but it's also good news. Because there's nothing good enough we can do. We could never do anything good enough. We could try our entire lives and always fall short. The only thing that you can do is hold out your helpless hands and simply believe and receive from him the greatest gift that you can ever receive. The gift of eternal life through his son, Jesus Christ, who came as a baby and who was laid in a manger and who died on the cross and rose again 3 days later from the dead. 1 Peter 2:24 says, he personally carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By his wounds, we are healed. The only way that Jesus could take wounds upon himself was by physically coming here to this earth to live among us. Because see, there was no other way for us to get to heaven except for him to come and to live the life that he lived and to die the death that he died so that we can have the life that we're promised. John 1:12 states it very simply. How to attain this life, this eternal life. It says, but to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. But that's not all he did. He not only came to rescue us because we can't rescue ourselves, but Jesus, as our God with us, also comforts us in a way that nobody else can. Jesus understands us like no one else does. Jesus knows our deepest sorrows. He knows our greatest joys. He knows your greatest weakness, and he loves you with an unconditional love. He knows each broken heart here tonight. Why do we know this? We know this because he himself has known sorrow in the most profound way. Did you know that Jesus experienced conflict among family members? Did you know that Jesus experienced sickness and loneliness? Did you know that Jesus was frequently misunderstood and became the object of scorn and ridicule? Did you know that Jesus experienced the death of his earthly father and the death of some of his closest friends? And ultimately, he suffered. He suffered what we now never have to suffer. He suffered the darkest separation and the silence, being forsaken by God as he hung on the cross for the sins of all mankind. But it doesn't end there. Because Jesus, as our God with us, continues to walk alongside you in your earthly journey to give you the comfort that you can't find anywhere else. Astronaut James Irwin is one of just a few men to have walked on the surface of the moon. And as James Irwin stood there on the moon and he looked up at the earth, if you can imagine that for a moment, he prayed for the first time in his life. And as he stood there in prayer, he thought about the strife among nations. He thought about poverty and hunger and disease and violence and hatred. And in that moment, he realized. He said, what's more important than man walking on the moon is that God should walk on earth. And God did walk on earth. And it doesn't end there either, because the best part is that Jesus, as our Emmanuel, not only did he come, but he's coming back. That's the best part about Christmas, is not just that he came, but that he's coming back, and he's coming back to fix what's been broken. There's a song that we've been learning here at Good Shepherd recently. It's by Andrew Peterson. It's called Is He Worthy? And it asks a series of questions, and I'm going to ask these questions, and I'm going to see how well you answer, Good Shepherd people. Pay attention, quiz questions. He says, do you feel the world is broken? We do. Do you feel the shadows deepen? We do. But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? We do. And do you wish that you could see it all made new? We do. We do. See, Jesus didn't come just to give us what we need and then leave. Jesus is coming back to fix what's broken. He's coming back to make all things new, to deliver us from this empty world, and to bring us into his heavenly kingdom. Revelation 21:4 describes what this is going to be like. It says, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. My question that I want to leave you with tonight is, what do you need God to do for you tonight that he could only do by coming to this earth 2,000 years ago? What do you need for him to do for you tonight? Is it to be rescued from your sin because you're realizing you cannot rescue yourself? Is it to receive comfort that you have not found anywhere else in this world or from anyone else in this world? Or is it, as a Christian, as a believer, to live in expectation of the day when he's going to come and to fix all that's been broken and to make all things new? Every one of us comes with a need tonight that only Jesus can fill. I want to give you a chance to respond in prayer. Please pray with me, and maybe you're here tonight and you've never been rescued from your sin. Maybe like James Irwin on the moon, you've never called out to God. I urge you, call out to God tonight. Don't delay any longer. Pray this simple prayer. God, I am broken. I'm a helpless sinner. God, save me from my sins. Jesus, I receive you tonight. I give my life to you. And maybe you're here and you're in special need of comfort tonight. Pray this simple prayer. Jesus, as God with me, comfort my hurting heart with your presence. And if you are a believer tonight and you want to look with great anticipation to the day when God makes all things new, pray this simple prayer. Lord Jesus, come quickly. Lord Jesus, come quickly. We anticipate your coming, your second coming. And Jesus, we thank you that you came as a baby. We thank you that you humbled yourself. You left your throne in heaven to walk on this earth and to do for us what we could not do for ourselves, to live a perfect life and to die on the cross an innocent death for our sins and for the sins of the whole world. And God, we receive you tonight. And we praise your name for all that you've done and all that you continue to do as you walk alongside us in this earthly journey, as we look forward to that day when you will call us home to be with you. In Jesus' name, amen.